Welcome back to YouTube with the Boys. We have a great episode on your favorite Minecraft YouTuber, Skeppy. He's very wholesome, very family friendly.
I'm so early! Well, 3 hours late, technically, but I'm so early.
And overall, kind of entertaining and shows you a lot about Minecraft. When looking at his most popular videos, I think we can see a little bit about him, but his recent videos, I think, have been amazing from what I've watched. So his most popular video. His most popular video is him, I think it's called like Cursed Minecraft Taken to Another Level. Something of that sort. So he plays this this crazy game mode, which I've never seen anything like it. It's not like Bedwars or something. It's this weird version of Minecraft where it's not clear what's going on. And he has never played before, so he's trying to figure his way out. And he runs into other players, and it sheds a positive light on the Minecraft community. And that's why I think it's a really popular video, because it's nice to see people helping other people out. I think that's really awesome, and it's a reason why it's an awesome video, because he doesn't really know what he's doing, and you have people on totally different teams who do not need to be helping him by long shot, helping him out, showing how to play, giving him armor, stuff like that. And that it's a really fun video, and it gives you, I would say, a pretty good sense of him. You can tell that he's enthusiastic about this.
Hello? Dude, that scared me so much.
PvP's off. Do you want enchants? I can
give
you enchants.
Please, that would be great. Thank you. I don't know how to make an enchantment table. It was too confusing. Oh, thank you.
I know, dude.
This game, he comes across that way. Definitely not a monotuned YouTuber. Really has the YouTuber voice. Seems like he loves Minecraft. And it really comes across in that video, but it's also pretty wholesome and family-friendly. And I think that's a great one. I'd enjoy it. And also associates some skill, because, spoiler alert, he does win in the end. So it's a fun video. So the next most popular video is when he says, I use an auto builder in a building competition. So obviously another Minecraft video, he's having a building competition. And what he does is he uses this... this mod that allows you to pretty much copy and like paste an image from the internet, but it pastes it into Minecraft with blocks. So what he did is he played it off like he made this pixel art, and he was so good. And the person he was in the building competition with is Bad Boy Halo. And he is another Minecraft YouTuber in a recurring theme that we start to see through Skeppy's channel, which it's not exactly what he does every time, but it is kind of a tried and true method where pretty much it's him trolling Bad Boy Halo. And that is the tried and true method. You know, Bad seems to give very good reactions every time.
Where's yours?
Right here on the wall.
There's literally nothing.
What the muffin? I told you I didn't have enough time to do the sides.
What is this?
It's a cake.
Yeah, but this is huge.
Yeah, I know. You like it?
There's no way you built this.
Yeah, I did. I didn't have enough time to finish the background.
How did you think make it's good? This is pixel art.
No, I did it with my hands and World Edit.
You built this by hand with World Edit.
Yeah. Do you know what power tools are?
Yes, but holy muffin. Did you actually paint this?
They seem to be great friends. And I think they're most likely great friends outside of Minecraft too, because I think Skeppy mentioned visiting once, but it's a really fun relationship. The third most popular video, which is the one I stopped with, is he has, it seems like this other kind of stretch where he organized events with just his fans or sometimes other Minecraft YouTubers. And although this may seem like a cop-out when you're like, oh, like we're going to make 100 players do a dropper, I think people don't understand that that's harder than you think. Like, organizing that, making sure it's entertaining, making sure people think it's funny, making sure people stay, getting the fans to behave, giving away money, it costs too. And especially, he's done a few, like, Minecraft escape rooms with other Minecraft YouTubers and just other things. And getting a group of YouTubers together is even harder. I've heard a lot of people talk on streams occasionally about, you know, how hard it is to actually... kind of get someone in your video, especially a group of people. I think he had like Tommy in it, Tubbo, Sapnap, George Not Found, and Bad Boy Halo on one video, which is extremely impressive because YouTubers all run on their own schedules. It's not like something that's set in stone. So Props to him for making those.
Do you guys understand?
What happens if we win? Do we get $10,000?
If your team wins, I'll give you both $1,000 each. Only you guys know. But you're going to have to beat me in bag.
That was a joke.
No. I'm serious about this. I believe in you guys.
Okay.
You guys are smart, right?
Yes.
Sometimes.
And you ready to vote?
Paper bread. Oh, yes, I am.
That's a series. It seems like I've only watched a few of those. I would say I like his other styles better, but I can see why people like this. Like he did one where people mined like 10,000 blocks till people traveled like 100,000 meters in Minecraft. All in Minecraft, but some fun type challenges. Kind of like a bit of a Mr. Beast style there. And his new videos have been, I would say, really good. I actually have been liking them more than the most popular videos, which is surprising. He does some fun challenges, challenges himself sometimes with friends. All stuff like that. Now, I think to talk about the new videos, we should talk about Bad Boy Halo's relationships, because a lot of times he collabs with another YouTuber and it makes it 10 times more enjoyable. My theory in general is if a YouTuber, you know, collabs with another, that it's going to be more entertaining. Now, of course, you definitely want people to like you for being your own and you... You know, want respect outside of being Blank's friend or blank blah 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 blah. But it seems like the people who he does play with have respect for him, and it seems like they generally on an even playing field. Even if they have more subscribers loyalty wise and you know, friendship wise. So the first person that we cannot ignore who he plays with is Bad Boy Halo. So Bad Boy Halo is another Minecraft YouTuber. I think around maybe
2 million
subscribers. Something around there. And Skeppy has done a lot of videos with Bad Boy Halo. And it's actually really funny because somehow it seems like Bad Boy Halo is the most gullible person on this entire planet. Just like number one up there, he would be Bad Boy Halo. And then you would tell him, just, you know, look up, your prize is on the ceiling. And he would just, that's Bad Boy Halo for you.
Joined your channel.
I didn't.
Skeppy, what did you do?
Hello?
Is Skeppy in here?
Who's Skeppy?
No, he's not.
A6D, what microphone did you do? Where's Skeppy?
He's not there. What are you talking about?
Clocky says that you were on the build and that you guys were griefing his map.
We didn't.
Get on build right now.
And he gives a great reaction every time. Like, I don't know if it's serious or not, but every time he gives a reaction, and Skeppy just tries to bring him to his breaking point occasionally. And it seems like, again, like I said, they're really good friends. I think it makes the videos a lot better because you do... It is nice to get kind of a returning face on a lot of videos. I really want to know if it's for a bit or he actually is surprised at some of these things that Skeppy does. And I would be interested to actually know. Because obviously a bit has to be for content. I mean, everything is for content on YouTube. But it sounds like an interesting relationship. If I was Bad Boy at Halo at this point, at the amount of times Skeppy has trolled him, I would be so hesitant filming any type of video with anyone whatsoever, especially him. Because Skeppy just brings people in and tries to mess with their mind, tries to cheat every which way to make a video out of it. Which is funny, but I'd definitely be on edge if I was personally Skeppy's friend. Now, the thing about him when Bad Boy Halo is sometimes, if I'm going to be kind of straight out honest here, is sometimes it feels like it gets a bit repetitive on some videos. Because, I mean, he plays with Bad so much. And, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to play with someone a lot, too. Like, you have your go-to people to go play video games with and all that. So if you're playing with the same person every time, I don't care. But it's the same person just kind of combined with the same video format. So it's like, oh, I'm going to troll Bad Boy Halo. And now there's a lot of different variations to this, but at the same point, you're like, oh, he's surprised. He didn't see it coming. Like, Skeppy is in control. Ha ha ha. Like, that's so funny. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. But then Bad Boy Halo either has to play along with it or gives a genuine reaction. But after you've seen Bad Boy Halo's reactions 10 times out of 10 videos, you're like, oh, okay, I'm a little over this. You know, maybe this could be done if you were, like, watching videos really randomly, but I watched, like, 5 of those in a row, and after that point, I was like, oh, I can't even look at his channel anymore. Now, the other relationship we have to talk about, a fan favorite among who listen to this podcast, is his friendship with Technoblade. I think I said this, I actually learned through of Skeppy through a video with Technoblade, and his relationship is very interesting. Techno seems to have a great respect for Skeppy, and I think they were actually in a bit of a sub-war for a minute, where Skeppy and Techno kind of fought for subscribers going back and forth until one remained superior. I think they, like, at every step of the way, when one is on the other's tail. I think Skeppy held the lead for a while, but now Techno is in charge, or he's supposed to be. But no, Techno and Skeppy seem like they're very good friends. I actually enjoyed their banter a lot, because you have this one person who has, you know, the full-on YouTuber voice, just overly YouTuber-y, kind of, like, joyful, not really crude or evil at all. And you have Technoblade, on the other hand, who has this monotone voice, talks about, you know, burning orphanages and all that jizz. And those two coming together is a very funny and enjoyable moment.
How many is it, 5-1?
Yes, that is how many circles are up there on the scoreboard.
I hate when you answer me because you always make me seem like some sort of stupid person.
Yes, that was my doing.
And I think that every time they do come together, they make it great. Because in some, it seems like Skeppy gets genuinely annoyed, and in others seem like Techno does. And of course, we all know at this point that YouTube is about being genuine. So with these two genuine people, they're definitely well-liked. And I think that it's great that they are. Some great examples of Technoblade and Skeppy that I watched are Skeppy and Technoblade. They did the dream thing where it's like 4 hunters, one runner, but with just one Skeppy running away from Technoblade. And that was really funny because Technoblade is like some type of heat-seeking missile. He just locks on and goes after it. You did a video with Technoblade where they, you know, a lava was rising one block at a time and they had to try to survive. Skeppy got really annoyed during that one. That one was really funny. I really recommend that one. A lot of it is someone getting annoyed this channel. It's disguised as a Minecraft channel, but it's really like one of those channels where they interview people on the street and try to piss them off. That's how I feel like it is. But it's done well. I haven't seen, too much repetition with Techno and Skeppy like I have Skeppy and Bad Boy Halo. But I guess they don't live together, so that's not too bad. I think a lot of those videos are really original, and I think they're good. Skeppy, he seems to kind of do whatever mod he wants, because he does have this brand, as I've mentioned a few times, of trolling people. But it kind of seems like if he's going to do Among Us one week, he'll do Among Us. He'll kind of, you know, bounce around and pick what his interests are. Continuing on, there was one thing that, like, pretty much surprised me the biggest about Skeppy. I uncovered truth. Now, I can never unsee it or never be the most confused person on the planet again. Because at that point, I think I just reached peak confusion and no one else could beat him. Skeppy's voice has a bit of a lisp, nothing bad though, and just like general like YouTuber voice.
I guess this is the start of the recording. They're saying it's mystery teams, but I don't know what that means. Oh good, this guy doesn't know what it means. That means I'll know what it means. Mystery teams has been enabled. Yes, well, what does it mean? Mystery teams, get a banner at PvP. The person with the same banner is your teammate. Banner? What? What do you mean get a banner at PvP?
I thought he was like the whitest white kid sitting at his mom's desktop or someone playing games. And it turns out he just looks the opposite way of you like to think. I was genuinely like so surprised. I looked up multiple sources, so it's like Wait, no, this is not actually Skeppy, is it? No. It can't be. He can't look like this. Doesn't make sense. He sounds like a white 13-year-old. But no. Apparently, Skeppy does look like that. When I tell you, I was actually, like, I was genuinely shocked. That's what I can tell you. I was genuinely shocked. I was like, really? That's what Skeppy looks like? It surprised me so much. I'd love to see some more from him. I'd love to see him break off of that kind of, you know, I'm going to scam you, I'm going to fool you, I'm going to trick you brand a little bit. Because I think people have gotten tired of it. And like, he obviously has tried to switch it up. If he did find something that he was amazing at skill-based, because I'm assuming he's really good at Minecraft, I've just never really seen him prove himself. He always is making other people do his Minecraft maps in Minecraft challenges. So I would actually like to see if he has a little skill in the tank. That's what I would like to see. Like, yeah, what more does he have? Is he actually good at Minecraft? Because in the end, it matters. We need to pick and choose who are our Minecraft heroes very wisely. What if he's a fraud? We don't know. What if he's a fake? But no, it seems like he puts a lot of effort into it. And I think it's fun to see it. And I would definitely recommend him. I think I do, Technoblade does edge him out by like, yeah, he does. But he definitely does a good job. And I think he's starting to ramp up his uploading. So it may be a great time to go check him out now. Now, I kind of promised myself that I would do this. I obviously have to be careful. But I think as someone who's trying to be YouTube with the boys, in trying to be YouTube channel, trying to be YouTube focused and all of that, it would be a little weird for me to not acknowledge Carson News in any sense. Now, I know I have said in the past that I do not want to become a drama channel. And I still stand by that. I do not want to become a drama channel. But I think there's a different thing of drama and facts. People need to be informed of things, because I think I definitely would be not okay with myself if this stuff continued while I was still watching and had no idea. So Carson underwent some allegations in the last few days. So, you know, I'll start off by giving my perspective from it. So I was scrolling through Twitter, as I do, and I see Carson on trending. When you see a YouTuber on trending, unless it's like Corpse, Sykuno, or Ray, it's like hearts for someone, it is generally not a good sign. So I see a YouTuber on trending, I'm like, oh, Carson. And then I see all this talk, it's like Noah and Travis discovered he committed a felony, that he stole $25,000, and that he like didn't give it back and all this. I was like, oh, that doesn't really seem like Carson, because I had watched a bit more Carson in the past month or so, not too much. Like, oh, that seems a little odd. And then it came out a few days later through Keemstar, who actually I would say did a great job on the issue, or a good job. It came out that Carson, Travis, and Noah of the former group Lunch Club said that Carson had told the whole group that he sexed some underage girls, and then he was trending for a while, and this kind of became an issue, and it more and more information kept getting revealed, and he got to the point where we learned that he was 19, she was 17, which, I mean, off the bat, you may think, oh, like this is like a couple in high school, it's not that weird, but to quickly interject, I do want to make this clear, it was illegal, although it may not seem weird at first sight. 19-year-old is technically an adult, and a 17-year-old is technically a minor. So a relationship of any sexual type thing, including sexting, is illegal in this case. So it is very serious. I know I talked about more of the moral stuff later, but I want to make very clear, this is illegal. The weird thing about it is there was an uncomfortable power dynamic between the two, where Carson seems like he was pushing some things forward, and the girl seemed like she was hesitant. And, I mean, there's no tolerance for that, I would there should be no tolerance for that, no matter what. In a situation where someone kind of idolizes you, and even though if you're 2 years older, if you kind of try to move them along to this point, it's a little awful. And I eventually kind of nail was in the coffin for me when the DMs were kind of released, and I was like, oh, this is unredeemable. And I honestly don't know if it's going to be one of those things where he does come back. Because, I mean, to be honest, a lot of people can come back from scandals. We saw Logan Paul do it. I mean, he filmed a dead person. He managed to come back. But kind of hurting your fans is a different thing. In the sense that fans won't forget that you hurt them or that you tried to take advantage of them. And that's what he did in a horrible way. So I don't see him coming back that soon. I don't know if he's given a statement yet, but it just seems almost crazy. And a lot of other members of Lunch Club have come out talking about it. Obviously, like I said, Travis Noah released it. Slime Sickle posted or tweeted about it for a bit. Gave us good insight that he reported it immediately. Schlatt posted about it on his second channel. The Daily, or the Weekly Slap, where he kind of does serious commentary. And that was a really good video, I would say, for understanding this situation and understanding maybe why people stuck with him when they knew that. And overall, it was extremely uncomfortable. And you really feel bad for his former friends and stuff like that. And I don't know if there's much to say here other than that his behavior was wrong and the future is not looking too bright for him. I hope that we can keep the people who were not involved and maybe the people who are trying to help him through depression. And so I mentioned they thought they were scared for his well-being and safety, so that's why they stayed with him. I think we forgive those people for trying to help someone, but we make sure this kind of behavior is no tolerance. Because when this spreads to the YouTube community, that just... it doesn't sit right. It doesn't feel good as well. And I would only say that let's make this stop being a common occurrence. This should not be a thing on the platform. And it really puts a damper. Because, I mean, I was not a hardcore Carson fan by any means. I sometimes tuned in occasionally. But I watched him enough to be like, that would be someone who I thought was a good person on the internet. And that never feels good when you learn things like you do. And that's crushing the fans. So please, please. I know this hard job is hard on mental health. Please, guys. Please don't mess with your fans. A lot of them are kids, impressionable. And I think it's important we understand that this isn't a no zone, no matter what. On that somber note, thank you guys so much for all the support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's been amazing. Just incredible. You guys love the Titan Bite episode. I really hope you love this one. I love that you love the Minecraft stuff. And I'm really trying to make my content the best it can be, altering where it needs to be altered, keeping what you guys like. Trying to make you guys listen longer because I know you click on it and you love it. And I'm really trying to make it the best it can be so we can, get more attention and get more people who actually enjoy YouTube to listen. I read your iTunes comments. Dad was like, oh, do you have any comments? I really didn't consider it ever because I didn't think anybody would. And there were some really sweet things in there that I appreciate beyond belief. I really never thought I would get something like that. And it was honestly incredible to see. I didn't think that I would get so touched by it, but I did. That people actually enjoyed it so much, my idea. Thank you guys so much. I think we'll have a great episode of maybe Rust coming out next week because of the craziness in the streamer world. I appreciate you all I'll see you later, guys.